as we're theoretically more than two-thirds of the way through your first session, what's matched your expectations in Juneau, and what have you found is different than you expected when you went down there?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Also, probably would have a very long answer. Something I could say relatively short would be that Juneau itself, I'd been down here a time or two before, hadn't worked in Juneau, so that's a new experience. But, you know, as a visitor, I've certainly frequented the Capitol building and whatnot. And it's been interesting to see just how insular, I guess, the Juneau community is. You know, here we've got a whole lot of things that go on in Juneau, and sort of the unwritten, you know, rule is, you know, what happens in Juneau stays in Juneau, because, well, if, you know, the rest of the state found out about it, they wouldn't like it. And you are seeing some of those things happen. I know there was a dust up this last weekend with the legislative skits and whatnot, some pushback against some of the not so fine parts of the Juneau culture, I guess. And so some of that's been a surprise in just how insular it is and how difficult it is to sort of, you know, get outside the Juneau bubble, because there's not a whole lot of opportunities for coming back to the district during the session. You know, I've had a chance to come back once. I think there's some legislators that may not have even had, you know, that opportunity. But as far as the expectation, the standard expectation when you get down here is, hey, you get one trip back to the district and that's it. You know, and if there's more than that, then that's sort of, you know, gravy. But you know, we're going to make it through the session. I'm hoping that it doesn't take us through the end of June or July like it sometimes threatens to. But, you know, as long as we can get out of here and get back home to families and jobs and the rest, you know, I think we can make progress. But there's always the thought or the threat that, you know, we're going to get held over here, and those who do have jobs back home, you know, are going to be in a real bind as it comes to try and keep those jobs.